Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Overseas Connection podcast. This is episode 486 for July the 29th of 2018. This is a special podcast tonight, a podcast hostful with lots of strange goings on, and we'll explain as we go. So if you're listening, when you're listening to this on our usual live spot, we are not there right now. Now, you can chat away in the chat if you want to, but we won't be responding. Mark might be there, sort of, but we're recording this on Saturday and it will go out live on Sunday evening. And there's a reason for that, and we'll get to that in a minute or two. Okay, so the Overseas Connection podcast is a gaming podcast, but it's more about friends and buddies and who like to play video games and you guys, because we love the people that correspond with us and have a bit of crack with us. We go out usually live on a Sunday evening at 9 o'clock in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast and 4 p.m. in the East Coast. And you get us on twitch.tv/OC podcast and at mixer.com/OC podcast, also on YouTube. And and when we're live, you can interact with us. It's nice. Cool. So tonight I have on video, I have Mark spinning the decks and recording and stuff. We have Phil. Hi, Phil.
Hello.
And without video tonight because raccoons or something have hit the wires. We have Kim, whose new webcam looks absolutely fantastic. She looks absolutely wonderful tonight, as Greg DeLacy would say on her own.
It must be cold in Missouri. She looks a little blue.
Well, so, pissed off is more like it, but that's the point.
Good evening, everybody. How are you doing?
Hello.
Right.
Good evening.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about the top secret mission and the reason why we're recording tonight. So we sort of trailed over the last couple of weeks that a few of us had something very special to do on Sunday the 29th, and it had to be kept top secret. And the reason it had to be kept top secret is we did not want Stu Fowler from the Veteran Gamers to know about it. So what's happening tomorrow is a crowd of us are heading to Manchester.
My
jet is on standby for the morning.
Your easy Mark, jet.
Mark is there.
Yep,
going to be there.
I'll be driving
Phil's
over.
Phil's going to be there. GH Rocker's going to be there. SLH, just out of hospital, is going to be there. Mike Chin is going to be there. Step J is going to be there.
Robin,
the Boss Wave. Yep. And Richard Webster, of course, is going to be there. Some of us meeting for a bit of breakfast before the big meetup. But the big top secret thing that Stu doesn't know and everybody else knows is that Eric Dukesgath, who is on holidays in Las Vegas at the moment, is not in Las Vegas whatsoever. Yeah. He is in England right now, and he will be coming to the meetup. And for the first time ever, Mike and Stu and Eric will meet up together, and it's all going to be a bit of a big reveal and a big bit of a surprise. And I, for one, I'm really looking forward to meeting everybody, and especially Eric as well. And I just had, when I heard he was going to be there for a while, so literally I'm flying in to Manchester for lunch and heading off a couple of hours later. I just had to be there. So it's one of those, I don't know when Eric and I will meet up again. Yeah, got to do it. It's got one of those things, and it's turned into a bit of a monster.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Can't wait. Nice. I mean, I've been listening to the Veteran Gamers for, I think, since they started, and when they're in the old things.
Yeah, so, you know,
listening to Eric every week for a long time, and I've met Mike and Stu a few times, but it's going to be fantastic meeting them. And also, this will be the first time that I meet properly Mr. Mark Wright.
Yeah. It's funny. It's funny. Mark and I had a few close shaves at the beginning, 10 seconds quick, I've got
a plane to catch.
I think the first time I was running out the door 10 seconds.
I was sat in the Assassin's Creed Unity display preview booth, and you came running in, give me a hug, and went, I've got to go, bye.
So it's this is normal with Mark. You have to sort of dip your toe in the water really well. So we're all really, really stoked for tomorrow. They have kept it very, very quiet. I don't think Stu has any idea.
Everyone's done well keeping that secret.
Yeah. So
a couple of weeks ago on the podcast, when you said, oh, we've got a secret mission, I thought, oh, no, he's going to let it out of the bag. But
No. I think the idea is that we're meeting.
I can't wait to see Stu's face when he A, sees us lot, and then B, sees Duke.
Yeah, so I think he's due there, but we're meeting up in a place about 12 o'clock, and he's about there about 2:45 or something.
Yeah, Duke's turning up 2:45, and Stu will be there at 3, is it?
So I think we'll all be sort of there together with Stu at that stage, and then either Eric will walk in a blaze of glory or walk in sheepishly, and it'll be a big dramatic balloon pop. Nothing happened.
We need to take bets. I think he'll walk in and go, halloosh, or whatever he does.
Well, there was talk about him coming in and being a bad customer or being a waiter.
Yeah, the waiter would be ace, where he comes up to Stu and says, what would you like, sir? You can imagine Stu
saying, businessman Bob or something out there. Maybe we'll have a chat with the restaurant and see what we can organise and do it quietly on the side. So that's the top secret mission, and that's what's happening tomorrow. You will see lots of photographs and videos probably popping up on Twitter. And that's why none of us will be home in time to record tomorrow evening. So there you are. Apart from that, Greg DeLacy, he's off doing Greg DeLacy things again. It's not even American things. It's Greg DeLacy things. It's just, he's so hard to he's just a superstar now.
I think it's revolving around alcohol as well each time. I'm not going to say anything, but, you know.
I think we may need an
intervention.
Yeah, it's just a wino. It's either getting wine tasting or whatever it is, or cocktails, or, you know, as I sit with a beer in my hand. And, yeah. Phil, you haven't been on for a little while, so you've been buying lots of new toys and doing lots of new stuff. So what have you been doing? What have you been getting? Want to hear about stuff.
Yeah, I've just bought myself an Osmo Mobile 2, which, for those that don't know, is a little gimbal steady cam for your smartphone. Mm-hmm. So it allows you to take smoother smartphone videos and make full use of the 4K recording ability. So, and it does lots of extra little things like face tracking and hyperlapse. So time lapse, it moves around, and it's really good. I mean, I've only got it yesterday. Looking forward to spending more time with it. Also bought a video mic to go with it and a nice new video light. Cool. And I've got a few projects coming up over the next few months, so watch this space. But I'm really looking forward to it.
Reader's wives?
Definitely. Listeners' wives.
So I've had my, oh goodness, I've had my Osmo 2. I bought one as well a couple of weeks ago, and I've had a bit of time to play with it. I've done some commercial stuff with it. Yes, I do a lot of the projects I do. I video them and drone them and do all sorts of stuff. So I've been playing with it. It does lovely stuff as well. You stick it on a tripod, Phil, and you can chat to it. Like the Judith and Robin video this week, I done that with the Osmo and put it on a tripod, and it just tracked me around the place. So you draw a square around your face, just like the drone DJI.
Does it feed into the camera on the phone?
Yeah. It's tied in by Bluetooth to the phone, so it sort of takes it over completely.
Right.
and you draw a little box around what you want to track, and it pans around and follows either up or down or left and right. So you can look as if there's a cameraman there, which is kind of groovy.
So we're going to use it for. They're not too bad, actually. It's £129.
It's still a lot. Well, for a bit of photographic kit for a gimbal.
If you use it regularly, it's worth it.
It's cheaper than buying a new camera, a new DSLR.
And £600-700 quid for a basic one, aren't
they? And we're going to use it for Lisa's work as well. So she does quite a few videos and stuff. So. And she was on TV this week as well.
Oh, wow. Ideal World or whatever it is. Which one is it she's on?
No, this was, she was on an actual TV show being interviewed about her book. So so it's called The Crafty Beggars, the TV
Crafty
show.
Beggars.
Crafty Buggers, yeah. Crafty. Going on a cruise with them in a couple of months. So we'll see. Brilliant.
We'll see if you get it felt up.
Yeah.
Never heard that one before.
This is the Osmo 2, Mark. The Osmo 1 was double the price. This has a few more features. It has extra battery. You can actually charge other devices from it as well.
Right.
So this is me trying to make myself happy, Mark, because I can't afford it.
Drone.
Yeah. And one other thing that's been up to this week, which is worth mentioning. On Netflix, there's a documentary series called The Staircase,
which is
13 parts documentary following 15 years of a trial and retrial of a guy who was accused of murdering his wife when he found her at the bottom of the stairs.
You're giving it away?
No, not at all. I'm giving it. That's when all in the first episode.
When he found her at the bottom of the stairs?
That's actually in the first 30 seconds.
You see him pushing her? it's all about tampering of evidence and all that sort of stuff.
So,
and trying to prove himself innocent.
Yeah, so we binge watched that this week. So,
When you're talking about buying stuff, Mark has bought some stuff as well. And I had stuff to... come across last night for the thing that you bought as well, and you've got another use for it. So I'm all Amazon Alexa up and Echo Dots and all the bits and pieces up, but you've got another dot coming. So the first one was good, so you've got another one
I got an email from Amazon, and it said, welcome to the Alexa family. If you'd like another Echo Dot, here's a special code for £30 off. You can have one for £20, which is £5 cheaper than what I paid on the Prime deal. So, yeah, I've got another one. It came today. I've just set it up about an hour before the podcast.
I tried that code, Mark. It wouldn't work for me.
So, you got one. Where this one going?
I've got one in the living room and one in the kitchen at the moment. But my plan is to eventually get the full size one. With the better speaker for the living room, and then put the dot upstairs.
Yeah, well, we were sitting last night, and baby is now 3.5 months old, and it's come to the point where baby could almost go into your cot for sleep for a few hours. And Judith was going, well, we'll have to get a baby monitor. And I was going, we get a Nest Pro camera, they're pricey. Okay, we've got all these Amazon, and I wonder if you can use these as baby monitors. And another quick search, and of course you can.
Yeah.
So with your Echo Dots, so on my thing here now, if you share yours with me, I can call you. I can call your dot, or I can drop into your dot. Remember, I got a message one day. It was flashing a different color. It was orange or something.
Yeah.
What the hell is it flashing about? And I go on, and there's a message from Stu Fowler. And he had dropped into my dot and left me a message.
Yeah.
And I wonder what the hell it was.
I know you can message people if they've registered on the Alexa app.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've sort of shared mine out so to friends or whatever. So it shows that I have them. So what we do then is, in the room where the baby's going down, you turn the volume down on it, okay? Yeah. And then you dial it from either your phone.
You can drop. Is it called dropping?
So you either drop in from your phone app, so you could be in Spain or America and drop into that and listen to the baby. You'd be a bit far away. You'd never get back in time to get it fed. But or you can use a voice command and go, Alexa, drop into master bedroom, drop into kitchen, and it goes. And if you have the volume turned down in there, because your mic will be open as well then.
Yeah.
But it works as a perfect baby monitor.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's cool.
Stuff that I never knew.
Yeah, I got last week I got two Wi-Fi operated enabled light bulbs and two Wi-Fi operated wall sockets plugs.
Oh yeah.
So I can Kaza.
I can't remember what makes the word. The light bulbs are Lombrex. They're only $6.99 each. You don't need a hub for these because they use your Wi-Fi router.
Yeah.
Whereas the Zigbee ones, you need the hub, like the Philips Hue, and the hub alone can be between 30 and 60 quid. So it works fine. It works great. So
business time. Yeah.
Not yet, no. But I can say, Alexa, turn off Mark's corner lamp. And it, I'm done. Oh yeah, there you go. Alexa, turn on Mark's corner lamp. There you go.
Excellent.
Cooler.
Hey, before you had to get up and press the switch.
Yeah, I know. It's so I'll never lose weight. And I also, today with the Dot, I've been wanting a new alarm for the house for a while because I used to have something called Alert Me. It was featured on the Gadget Show, 5-6 years ago. And that used Wi-Fi. You could use it remotely on an app. And it sensed when your little key fob's left the house and went and you came back. But that got took over by Hive, who do the British Gas heating and everything, and it stopped working years ago. And it's always been temperamental. So now I've got a Wi-Fi enabled alarm system which is Alexa compatible. It was 45 quid. It was a little round ball with a plug socket on the back. You just plug that in and that acts as your speaker. It comes with a doorbell, PIR sensor and 4 magnetic contact switches.
Ooh.
And it all works off your Wi-Fi. You can operate it remotely on an app anywhere in the world. You can use Alexa for it. So, yeah, I'm going to set that up. Not tomorrow, tomorrow.
Yeah, we're in the process of looking to get our alarm system. It's the original one that was in the house. And I need to get it changed.
Yeah.
And I was listening to the guys talking about there's a Nest one now. I'm not sure if it's available in the UK yet or not, but I need to have a look at that rather than the more traditional stuff, especially because we were never tied into the police station, the automatic call thing. It was just a bell and lights.
Yeah.
I must look into that.
Well, yeah, with this one, you can send alerts to your phone and everything. You can use the Alexas to give out a loud shrieking noise to deter any burglars if they're in the house. Yeah, it's quite cool.
Yeah, technology, isn't it cool?
Yeah. So next on the list will be a thermostat. The Nest is expensive, but there's not much choice. Maybe a Wi-Fi camera.
Yeah, I'm the two Nests that we put in the Nest thermostats. So there's one downstairs, and upstairs, and they are cool. I really like them.
Alexa can control them as well, can't you?
Yeah, it does indeed. And it saves oil, and it's brilliant. And I love our Hue lights, and I love it all. Yeah. Speaking of stuff that I bought one of these. I was just talking about it earlier on, which is a new little projector, which is kind of neat. It was in the Amazon sale. It was 39 quid. It's 1080p. You can stick a USB stick in it, or like an Amazon Fire Stick, or whatever you want. You can stick a HDMI cable. You can connect it to your phone. And damn, it's good for 40 quid. I fired it up properly today for a bit and threw it under the back wall, and massive big crisp screen. Now I've got a big 1080p projector in the house, but this thing here for 40 quid, I was thinking about, go take it away on our holidays, maybe do it outside, out in the bandstand or out in the garden and on a good night. And I'm very impressed with it. Dr. Q on Amazon. And
I wonder if that's what Stu's got for his dicking.
Yeah, I think it's something very similar. I think it's a bit bigger than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be a wee tiny thing, but it isn't. Kim.
Sorry.
Dr. Q. Yeah, I found a Dr. J online. But.
Dr.
Q, it's 66 out of the sale now on Amazon.
Now, the other thing that I did...
Oh, there it is.
Well, on Monday of last week was... I have been an Apple iPhone user pretty much from iPhone 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a 7 Plus, and I was due a change come December on my contract. And I was just getting a bit annoyed with it. I just starting to get a bit me.
Oh.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
He's gone.
He's either fallen asleep instantly. Someone's turned him off. Alexa's turned him off.
I thought, okay, I'm going to take the plunge. And I took the head staggers last Monday, and I went into a car phone warehouse, and I bought one outright. And...
Oh, you didn't get... You want a contract upgrade?
I hear people saying, yeah, it's easy to get used to. And
he's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
Oops.
Oh,
he's back. Right, start again, Robin.
Okay. So, I don't know.
So you bought it outright then? You didn't get a contract upgrade or anything?
I just bought it. They had a deal on, and yeah. I bought a 9? Is it 9? So yeah, Samsung Galaxy 9 Plus.
S9 Plus, yeah.
256, I think the biggest memory one you can get.
Yep.
And God damn it, I've struggled with this thing for a week.
Yeah.
It is beautiful. It's a beautiful piece of kit. But damn it, if you're used to Apple and you could completely use the screen without... even looking at it, knowing every app and every single thing and where how it all works, this is very, very different. I'm not saying it's worse. There's an awful lot more. You can delve deeper into all of the apps and all of the settings, and you can do much more. Aesthetically, the way it lights up around the outside and everything, you know, the little outside the round edge can light up in different ways is cool. I will say, and don't hate me, I don't think the apps like Facebook and WhatsApp and the Fitbit app and I hope Twitter, they're not as good. They're not as they are workable, but they are not as refined as the Apple versions of these main apps. They're just not. Just not. So sorry for hating me or hating on me, but it just, yeah, don't know. I'm getting used to it now. I'm starting to enjoy it. I like the fingerprint back in the back. The quality of the photographing is fantastic. It took me a bit to work out how all you put everything and the way it boots stuff up. But I'm going to need a bit more time with it. I bought the, again, not new, and I had one years ago with another phone, the wireless charging. Wireless charging is the dog's bollocks. You just throw it down and away you go.
The new iPhone 8 and X have that.
Yeah.
So we're doing upgrade in end of August, so we're getting the 8, I think.
Well, there's a sort of plan. So I'm going to sell my 7 Plus now, and I'll get 400 quid for it, I'm quite sure. I've got a few other bits and pieces to go. And then when I get my standard contract upgrade, Judith has an iPhone 6S or whatever it is, and she's looking to change as well. So we'll both go Samsung on Android. So yeah,
this is the first year that we haven't upgraded. So we upgrade every 2 years. So we're still on 6S pluses, and this is the first year that we've gone SIM only and saved. I mean, on contract we've saved over £100 a month.
That's what I did.
Yeah, that's so, yeah.
But I don't know how long the 6S Plus will last for. So I think this time next year we'll be looking for new phones. And I have to say, I'm getting less and less enamored with Apple products. I've been using iPhones for years now. And I'll probably look at Samsung or one of the others.
Yeah, I've heard that. I don't know how you pronounce it. Is it Huawei?
Huawei,
yeah, the P20. Yeah, that's supposed to be really good.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's, I suppose with that, the iPhone stuff being a lot more closed format, where here there seems to be, you know, you've got a Google store and a Samsung store and a whole, you know, it's all a wee bit all over the place where you're very, very focused. Maybe less choice with the iPhone, but pretty much the main stuff is refined to the last detail. So I suppose I'm with it now. I have a choice, I suppose, in December or November, whenever it is, my change is due. I can go back, and I'm sure I wouldn't lose too much money. But yeah, but the camera as well was another big buy point for me as well, because the camera is fabulous in it. I'll be using it with my Osmo as well. So that's a big plunge for me. Big plunge. Went out today with the kids. It was absolutely bucketing, thunder and lightning. Maybe not as bad as you guys over there. But we went and seen Incredibles 2 today. I remember I said that I wanted to go and see it, and it was very good. I liked it. It was a good smiley movie. That was good fun. I've got another piece of sad news. Sad news. We've got a bit of a problem for EGX, boys.
What?
John Mouse was in Birmingham today. He was at the hospital. Hope whoever's there, John is going to be okay, and it's all right. But they walked for a bit of a walk to clear their heads, and they went past Mission Burrito.
It shut down.
It's closed down.
Oh, no. So is there a Chiquita's or something, another Mexican place or out?
We'll sort something out. We've got a few months
yet.
We'll do a bit of a recce again, maybe, and maybe organize a little business trip or something and do a recce again. we'll get sorted. But yeah, it was just, they had that little upstairs room and it was pretty cool for us. So RIP Mission Burrito.
Should have played that for Scott, shouldn't I?
So, Kim.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Your new mattress will finally be here next week. So you've been preempting this mattress for quite a while now.
Yeah, you'd think. Apparently there was a run on full-size mattresses here. I'm thinking I'm probably the only fucker in the world that's still sleeping on a full-size mattress because everybody's got kings and queens and all that. Yeah, apparently not, because I ordered it, the 18th? And they usually said in 2 to 5 days, you know, they should have it shipped out, and you may even have it. Well, here it is, the 28th, and I have no mattress. So I was getting a little irritated, and I kept emailing them and getting on their chat. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to be a pain in the ass, but where is my mattress? Because I'm seeing horror stories on Facebook of people that waited like months, to get it. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. So finally, I got a hold of somebody last night, and I'm like, okay, look, I don't want to be a pain, but where is it? And they're like, well, it just got shipped. And I'm like, oh, no way, but it's in Long Island, or it's in Long Beach, California. So it won't be here till Thursday.
Can't Greg pick it up for you and bring it over?
Yeah, I know, right? I'll get Tank Top to pick it up and, bring it out or something. But yeah, I'm just sitting there laughing because I'm thinking, 2 to 5 days, I should have my mattress. No. So, But I think Nicole got hers in fairly decent time, so maybe it's just me and where I live. I don't know. Or like I said, maybe there was suddenly a run on full-size mattresses, which I find funny. But, oh, yeah.
Is this an American-made mattress? Is it made in America?
I think it's made in China, so that may have probably part of it, so I don't know. It's like I told somebody last night. I said, I hope when it gets here, it inflates and it's actually comfortable, because I might be a little bit ticked off. But we'll
if it comes from Russia, it might have a complimentary nerve agent embedded into it.
That or some sort of like
the Novichok mattress. Yes. It's come straight from Salisbury. House clearance.
Yeah, a transmitter in it or something. Yeah. So that's the big Nectar mattress saga so far. And it's been fairly quiet. I've lost 2 more pounds since a couple of weeks ago, something like that. So.
Oh, God, I've been so bad past couple of weeks.
Oh, shame, shame.
I know.
I survived. Judith came back Wednesday evening, thank God. I had from last Friday to Wednesday evening with newborn, Glenn, Joshua, like a baby. And God almighty, respect to single parents everywhere.
Indeed.
Last Saturday and Sunday, Friday I had some childcare when I was working, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, some childcare. But when you come in, and on Saturday and Sunday, Josh was working Saturday and Sunday, so I was at home with baby and Glenn. It's fucking lonely. It's a lonely thing to do, because you're there, you're sterilizing bottles and feeding bottles and changing nappies and trying to grab 10 minutes here and there when they're all asleep or all occupied to try and get things done. It's Yeah, so respect to people that can keep down a job and bring up kids by themselves. Oh, hmm. Respect.
It's hard to hear you with that pity dick in your mouth.
Yeah, don't feel sorry. You know, it was good. I enjoyed myself. It was good. Loved being with a wee baby, but that was hard.
Yeah.
So here, Kim, how about your pop? How's he getting on with the job? Is he
good? He started his new job Monday, and he's excited. They had him running a dozer pretty much all week, moving trees and things. They went, I don't know where he said they went somewhere to look at a new dozer, and he's getting along with it pretty well. It's kind of one of those jobs where whatever they need him to do, one week he might be overhauling an engine, and the next week he might be mowing the yard, but he's pretty tickled with it. So
good.
He's home every night, so he enjoys that, and so do I, to be honest, because we're having a little issue with one of our neighbors. But, if I suddenly don't show up for a podcast some weekend, it might be because I'm arrested and in jail, but just,
Class.
Well, again, Kim.
Again. So I might need bail money.
Every month send bail money out, yeah.
Right?
Is that why we moved the show to Sundays? Because Saturday was your night out.
skank very good. Okay, so like video games, so let's talk about some video games, I suppose.
Do a jingle.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah,
today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
All right, we're just about the end of the month, and Games with Benefits, the new games are now starting to be released. We don't know about PlayStation just yet, but the free games for next month on Xbox, you've got Forza Horizon 2 and For Honor and Dead Space 3 and Disney Epic Mickey 2, The Power of Two. So from those, I want to play For Honor.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
I have Dead Space 3 already, and Disney Epic Mickey actually tickles me a bit as well to play, but definitely For Honor.
Yeah. Just touching on Forza Horizon 2, it says standard, but 10th. No, it says 2. Standard, 10th edition, anniversary edition. What's the difference with that one? Do you know? It says standard, but then. Is it a DLC?
Know.
Might be some extra cars you get.
There might be some extra bits and pieces.
But I already own that anyway, so I can't see.
No, I'm not going to be going back to it again. No. But if you don't have a Forza Horizon game,
it's brilliant
as well.
Yep.
For Honor, I've nearly bought a few times in sales, and I've always not taken the plunge because I've seen
same
gameplay footage of it, and I think I might like it. Where again, I might not. I'm not 100% sure. Well, now we can play it for note. Well, as part of your subscription fee.
So out of those, I think those are the ones that we'll try to talk about. And do a bit off.
The Twitch Prime games have been announced.
Okay. Well, they're there too. Oh, yeah. Yep. Jotun Valhalla Edition, Death Squared, Antihero, Wizardry 6, 7, and 8, and SteamWorld Dig.
SteamWorld Dig's a big one out of that, yeah.
Brilliant game.
Yeah.
It's really good. I don't know about the rest of them. I've heard of sort of Death Square.
Jotun Valhalla is quite good, isn't it, Kim? You've played it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played a little bit of it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I've been going with the Twitch Prime stuff there, and I grabbed my Brutal Legend and my Broken Edge and Devil May Cry and Serial Cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
What else? The Bridge.
Oh, I've got a story about that.
Okay. Sorry, what were you saying, Phil? Sorry, before you close.
I was just going to say Death Squared is the puzzle game that was out
on Xbox,
for... it was one of the games with the gold this month, in July.
Okay. Oh, groovy. Cool. All right, what were we going to say? What was your story about what?
Yeah, so talking of Serial Cleaner, I was a Serial Cleaner for reals yesterday.
Oh, yeah. So
at work, one of the ambulance crew was driving to work on the bypass coming into the station, and she hit a bird and hit direct hit on the left-hand front fog light, smashed the fog light off its mountings, and there was feathers, blood, guts, and everything splattered all over the car.
Oh.
I had to take the wheel arch liner off to try clean it all out, and do you know the little cardboard vomit balls? I feel two of them full of feathers and bits of dead bird. and I had to spray it all, clean it all out.
It's so old, because you were talking about this.
I've got pictures to prove it.
That morning I was coming, this Friday morning I was coming down in Arlene, and a little bird flew in front of the car. And
oh, yeah, so I've got pictures.
Yeah, and I thought it had got away, so that was early in the morning, and I drove, I don't know, probably 100-odd miles to go and see a client, and then 100 miles the other direction to go to another site that I had to go to. And got out of the car, and we walked around the front, and there was a little bird stuck in between the grill, just like a bonnet mascot almost. And so it was bird killing day yesterday.
I don't know what bird it was, because the feathers were pure white. It was a smallish bird, but the mess it made, man, it was unbelievable.
What was the first thing that came into its head when it hit the car?
It's
horse.
Oh no! Mark, dear Lord.
All right, stuff that we've been playing. Okay, so on my game, I thought when Judith was away, I was going to get so much Xbox time.
Yeah,
just it's going to be absolutely fucking brilliant. I'm going to have so much time, get the kids to bed. Nah, it didn't happen.
No,
just exhausted. So I played on the phone there a game called, and Phil will like this, Opus Rocket of Whispers. Very, very atmospheric, sort of top-down, Walking Dead almost style story, but sort of top-down, pulling the characters around about the plague that came and killed everybody on Earth, set in the future, and they sent the ghosts of the souls into space. I don't know. It's lovely. Very atmospheric, headphones on, and away you go. It's free to play with some bits and pieces. I may end up on bad to get rid of the advert stuff. But it's
On iOS and Android.
Yeah. But so far, I mean, I played about just about an hour of it, and it looks, I don't think it's overly long. There's a few in the series, but a lovely atmospheric little thing. Okay, the other thing that I played, and it was just today, during the sale back on Steam, the summer thing, the Steam controller was cheap as chips. And for an extra quid or £2, you could get another, what do you call it? Steam box. What is it? The
Link.
Transmitter thing. Steam Link. And I already have one. And I have it at the big screen. So for £2, I'll get another one. And threw it into the main room. And today I fired up it. And, of course, my Steam Link works well through a network. Works spot on. Gotta say, I got the Steam controller because I thought the Steam Link would work better with it, and it does. But the Steam controller itself just feels a bit cheap and plasticky.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel, it definitely doesn't feel like a PlayStation or an Xbox controller. That doesn't feel like that quality. It's okay, but it just feels a bit thin plasticky, you know? The thumb pad that you use as a mouse, I must play around with the settings because it seems to be very, very slow. You know, it doesn't respond the way a normal joystick would. And far slower than the mouse, because you sort of move your thumb to get them to turn around. And then there's maybe sensitivity settings in there. I played a bit of Soma, which I had on, and you're on your Steam list, Mark, I believe.
Yeah, it might be.
Which is an atmospheric sort of horror thing that, again, Stu Fowler had raved about and got frustrated with how slow that I could move around. Now, I did play a bit more Isle Boy and other stuff like that, and that sort of thing was spot on with it. I must experiment with it a little bit more. I was surprised it came with a dongle that you put into the Steam Link.
Right.
I thought it was, because I just switched it on and thought, Kim, you're a nightmare.
You thought it'd link directly to the link.
Link. And now the dongle is to stick into your PC, so it connects straight away to it. But you also have to put it into the Steam Link. Unless I'm very mistaken, I couldn't get it to connect without the dongle, which is a surprise. You'd thought it would go to Steam Link straight away.
Yeah, you think it'd have a Bluetooth controller built into it, wouldn't you?
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm not overly impressed. We'll give it another go. I don't think you'd replace a standard Xbox controller with Steam Link controller with your PC if you're using one. No. There you go. Okay, Mark, you've been at the PUBG.
Yeah, more PUBG this week. Played a few nights this week with Uncle Greggles, and Jay's jumped in a few times with us. we had some good runs last night. Out of all the games, there was only one game where we didn't make the top 10. We came third in one game and second in another in three-man squads. So obviously there's other teams of maybe four people as well that you're up against. We had some good games. It's a lot of fun. The last update we've had where they introduced the extra weapon and the attachments and the Miramar map and everything, it's made the game really stable now, touch wood. I've not had a single crash yet. I used to have a lot of crashes before. It used to crash the desktop. So, yeah, it's running really well. So, looking forward to Sandhawk map coming later on this summer.
I mean, is Greg any good at it, or is he not? Yeah. Is he not still lousy at gaming?
No, that's Gary.
All right.
Yeah. Me and Greg, we struggle on. We're a bit old, and we tend to panic a bit. And Jay will say, "Oh, there's a guy there," and I'm going, "Where? I can't see." But yeah,
shoot the wrong people.
Yeah, Jay's just an absolute beast at it. So, yeah.
Very good. What else? God of War.
God of War. Put quite a bit more time into that because I was planning on taking my disc back over to Kyle on Sunday, but I've not finished it yet.
Just reminded me that I have to lift the Horizon Zero Dawn disc.
I'll leave you finished with it.
No, I'm done with it. Yeah.
Let me get my video up. But yeah, God of War. Oh, man, this game is so, so good. I've said it before. If you've got a PS4, this is one of those games you've got to play. You've got to experience this. You don't need to have played the previous games. I've only played half of the first one on PS3 back in the day. I've got all the others on disc on the PS3. I've not played them all. But this is so good. The story, the voice acting, the combat. It's just one of those top class games. It's in the Naughty Dog caliber, the Rockstar caliber. So yeah, superb. I'm only a few missions away from the end now. I was chatting to Sarah, RCGC, asking how far I've got to go. She says, "I'm nearly there now, one more night and I'll have finished the main campaign." But I think it was Thursday night I fired it up. And all I did was side missions and collecting stuff. And I really enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. I never got bored. And I looked at the clock. I'd been on it 4 hours just doing side missions and stuff.
Goodness me.
And doing like favours for people. So have you played this, Kim?
No, but it sounds a lot like The Witcher 3, and that's how I am.
Yeah,
you know, side missions for hours.
Yeah, this is so good. This is not as RPG-y as if that is a word, an RPG-y as Witcher 3, but it has got RPG elements where you can upgrade stuff and armor and weapons. But I'm enjoying this more than Witcher 3, and I love Witcher 3. So I'm sure you'll enjoy this, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely superb stuff. So
definitely will play it sometime.
Yeah,
definitely.
I can't wait to finish it. I think I'm going to finish with it.
And it's cheap. It's pretty cheap now as well to buy.
I keep trying to buy a used copy because I want to keep this forever. So I want to buy a cheap copy eventually and send this back to Kyle. But I can't find one sub 30 quid yet. I know Horizon Zero Dawn's only 15 quid at the moment on the PlayStation Store summer sale. And the DLC is only 8 quid. It's normally 30 quidish. That's why I was asking you if you finished with a disc, because I'm gonna get the DLC.
Yeah, okay.
Frozen Wilds. But yeah, I've not seen God of War cheap yet.
I'm very interested to hear. I'm sorry to keep you talking, but about No Man's Sky. Now, No Man's Sky, you've been playing. Did you buy it on the Xbox? Did you?
Yep. I'll just let me take a drink because we're not doing a round robin.
Okay. All right. Okay. No. I'm sorry. I'm just rattling on through. We won't copy other people.
I bought No Man's Sky on the PS4 way back last year, 2017, a year after it was released, mind you. And it had a bit of an update. I think it was called Atlas Update, where it introduced a bit of a single-player campaign. And it was on sale for 10 quid. So I bought it on the PS4, and I really enjoyed it. I played quite a lot of it. I think I talked about it on the podcast a few times.
Yeah.
But the PlayStation 4, well, my particular one, it's a launch console. It, like it does with God of War, it sounds like a 747 taking off when it plays it. And there was a lot of frame rate issues with No Man's Sky, a lot of popping texture issues, which did detract a little bit from the game, but not too much. But then fast forward to this year, it's had another huge update called the Next Update. And in this update, they've finally introduced proper multiplayer. Before it was like Fable, where you just saw an orb and you was in the mm-hmm. same universe and it was hit and miss whether you could team up with your friends. Well, this is proper multiplayer where you can have two of your dudes. You've now got third-person view, which looks really cool. Took some getting used to, but I've got used to it now. There's now base building aspects, which are vastly improved. It had base building before, but it was very basic. But now it's proper. You can have a wall and a platform and build it however you want and change colours, have lights, desks, chairs. And it runs superb. And, oh yeah, I didn't say this bit. We've got this on the Xbox One. Me and Greg went halves on this. Because Greg was always tempted to play this, and I've played it before, and I know it's really good. And like an idiot, I've double buyed on this.
You maybe said there, but can you play with another person now, or is it?
Yeah, we've not done it ourselves yet. Because okay. when we played the other night, we wanted to do PUBG, so we didn't get the chance to do this. But I've seen. Oh, he's not Danny Zanuck anymore, is he? Danny Dies Again, Dan Tilson. He was playing it the other day, and I'm sure he had two people in his.
Yeah, I've seen some of the YouTube videos mm-hmm. of people, like, you know, building these massive, massive structures. Now yeah. it's like completely unlimited building.
Yeah, you were very restricted before how big mm-hmm. you could have your base, and now you can build more than one base on a different planet, whereas before you couldn't. Enjoying it.
They were just discussing the possibility of building a tar from one planet to another.
Yeah.
And then the nerds and them were getting in, well, yes, it is based on real life, so yeah. It would take you years to build enough blocks to get from one to another within the game.
Graphically, it looks superb. Now, the Xbox One X makes this game run really, really well. There's two options. You can have quality mode or... there's two. There's one for visuals and one for how the game runs. So I've got it currently on the 4K, 30 frames per second, and it runs flawlessly. You can have it on 1080p and 60 frames a second.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I've got it on the 4K once, and it runs really well.
Yeah, well, it seems to be getting a bit of love out there again as well. So, and again, the updates on the PlayStation 2, so people seem to be going back to it again. So,
yeah.
Fair play to them.
Really, really good.
Good.
It's going to be interesting. I'm going to go back on the PS4 and see what it runs like on there to see if they've improved the optimization of it.
Yeah.
I know people on PlayStation 4 Pro don't seem to have any problems. Obviously, I'm on the X and I don't have any problems, so yeah.
Mm.
All right, good. I'll report back on that next week.
Kim.
Yes.
Banner Saga 2.
Yeah, I had some free time there yesterday, and so I dived back into that. And, you know, same old, same old. I will say I think the decisions are getting a little more difficult. So, you know, I lost some people yesterday, and that was a little disappointing. And I had to float past a village that was getting attacked and burned down. And I couldn't rescue the people there, so that was a little disheartening. Because I want to save everybody, and that's my problem, apparently.
Mother and Teresa.
Or something. I got to work on that good karma somewhere. it's still good. And like I said, Banner Saga 3 come out last week. Was it last Friday? Last Thursday? Something like that. So, yeah.
Cool.
It was free, so if you haven't played it, play it. If not, whatever.
Yeah, we must, because you seem to love it.
I do.
For a couple of years now, so we must be at them. Phil, you've been at a very interesting thing called Surviving Mars, which we've seen trailed. And this looks quite interesting.
Yeah,
what's your thoughts on that? What is it?
I've been after this for a while, actually. And as I look at I managed to get it on my Mac and had a quick go. And I love it. I bought it. It's in the sale on the Xbox sale, which runs out Monday. And you can get the full version for £30. That's all the DLC. It's basically a survival City Skylines. So you start off, you have little robots and drones on the surface of Mars. You have to set up power and water, oxygen and everything. And then once you're ready, once you've got a a beginner habitat for humans, you can request colonists from Earth to come, and they'll populate your domes and carry out certain tasks. It's a city building game, basically, but with the added twist of being on Mars, and I absolutely love it. Really, really enjoy it. It just seems to tick every box. City Skylines I loved anyway, but this has that slight twist in the fact that you're in space and it's more sci-fi-y. Apparently there's some story missions as well, which I haven't come across yet. So yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I'm going to do some streaming of it as well.
Is there a story to it? Is it an end game sort of thing, or is it not, just pure survival?
Not that I've seen. Again, it's very similar to City Skylines, so there isn't a story to it. You're just building a city, and it's, you know, how large you can get by managing the resources and the people. With the colonists, you actually get to work with their characters, so they're not. It's not Sims like where you can actually see them. But you can actually review. So you'll have, say, 150 people on Earth apply to be colonists, and you have to go through their traits, whether male or female, how old they are, whether they've got any quirks, and narrow it down, because your ship may only have 12 places. So.
See, Phil, you're defining their genders, and I don't think that's very popular at all. They should be able to,
I don't
they
care.
Should be able to define their own gender.
I'm colonizing a new planet. I'm colonizing a planet, Robin. I don't give a shit. I want the best people.
Men are from Venus and women are from Mars?
So there's all these characteristics, like whether they're hardy, whether they're strong-headed, whether they're sexy even. And if they're sexy, then that increases the possibility of them having children.
Population increase.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could have a whole planet of sexy women.
Unfortunately, you don't get to see
that's a Star Trek episode. It really is. Yeah, very good. Okay, so, what else have you been up to? McGee's.
Yeah, American McGee's Alice. So this is a very old game on the 360. And it may have even been the original. One may have even been on the original Xbox. Wow. So this is Alice in Wonderland in a sort of gothic-y type world. It's a sort of adventure platformer. I bought it because I've been keeping my eye on it for quite a long time. It was down to something like £2 in the sale. Lisa, my wife, is a mad Alice fan. And so there's some really interesting artwork in the game itself. And I thought, for that, I'll get it. I've only played about 10 minutes of it so far. But
I'm just looking at... So, is this like Alice the Madness Returns, is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But I don't know where the American McGee comes in.
American McGee, it's got two games in there. So I think the original was American McGee's Alice, and this is the second one. But you can actually, it includes the first game in there.
Yeah, I always heard that this was a pretty good game. A bit long, but pretty good. Yeah, I never ever played it, but goodness, looking at it again, it does interest me. It seems to attract quite a lot of cosplay as well. Mm-hmm. The photographs I just pulled up.
Oh, wow, it's 18 years old, isn't it? It was 2000 when it came out.
Yeah. Oh, so, is it what? Is it really the original?
That's 2000? What it says on the YouTube video.
Okay, so it was definitely a remake. There was definitely a high-def version.
Yeah, 2011.
All right, sorry. I don't know why it's 2000.
But it's the sequel to the 2000 version, which was American McGee's Alice. So I've been playing American McGee's Alice, which is included in Alice Madness Returns.
I see now. Okay,
so you get both. And as I say, it's only a couple of pounds.
Yeah, and it's not a kid's version of Alice in Wonderland.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, very good. Let me check that out. And more bomber control then.
Yes. Yeah. So just a quick few goes of that. Quick few missions. Again, great game. Just trying to keep you guys still alive. I think Nicole has been killed off. Unfortunately, when I crashed.
Did I survive by wing drop?
That didn't save for some reason.
All right. Mark,
so. You survived by a glitch.
Yeah.
Goodness.
My parachute saved me.
I have to admit, I was listening back to one of the last recording when we were talking about that, and we got a bit carried away with the Dam Busters theme, and I could stop giggling at what we were doing. So what else we got? Bomber Control, we've got the real Richard Webster. He's not on the podcast. We've got Mike Chin here. No, he's not on the podcast. Gary DeFelice. No, he's not on the podcast. So that's it. So we're still waiting on PlayStation 4 for the freebies. We don't have a list, and we don't have a competition tonight, I don't think. Do we?
No,
Nick Nicole's is...
Because I'm here, that's why. She never does it when I'm here.
Well, we're not quite sure if it's... Are you Nicole, and is Nicole you?
Never been on the same podcast yet.
Okay, well, let's get through this news, because I want to be as quick as we can tonight, because early starts in the morning. So let's get some news done.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay, not a lot. It's still summertime here, so there's not a lot of really meaty stuff going on that I've missed. Wee things here, EA, they are nothing against crossplay. So they're talking about cross-playing between PlayStation and Xbox and PC and handheld, because they've looked at the success of Fortnite. A question was asked at one of their... from one of their investors about this, and they're quite open to it, which is interesting. And I think what they're saying is, look, this is the way, this is the future, this is the way it's going to happen. You know, people are wanting this, and we're looking at it to give it to them. So, yeah, Sony, you know, they seem to be the only hiccup with this at the moment, I think, really, now, isn't it? So, Yeah,
we need to get on board. We keep saying they are for the gamers. So prove it, Sony. Prove it.
Yeah.
I think this could be the big push. I mean, Battlefield is a lot bigger than a lot of the games. I think if they say no to EA, then there's going to be a lot of pressure, I think.
Yeah, when I seen the Twitter debate going on in between, Chris and Seth McNitt, and Greg stepped in there, and a few others about this, who wins this, and who's that, and who's for the gamers, and all of that stuff. And I can't believe that stuff's going on. And again, the argument is, well, Microsoft still need to get those unique God of War titles. And I get that, they do, but we still have a fantastic offering.
It's not like there's nothing to play with the Xbox, is it?
Yeah,
flipping it. Right, exactly. Yeah.
And there are unique things out there that people, even, you know, I mentioned Halo, but Halo is a fantastic franchise, and Gears of War, and I know it's not new, but there's different spins on it. And when you have Ori and the Blind Forest and all different stuff like that, there is unique stuff there, but they still need the big God of War titles. That's by the by. But I just keep on listening to Mike Chin's brother, who's just got an Xbox, he's got Game Pass, and he's got all the games that he could possibly ever want, and new stuff coming all the time, and the package there is super, and Sony had that as well, some sort of thing, that back compat. Maybe back compat will come with the PlayStation 5 to PlayStation 4 stuff. It'd be easier. Most of us that are listening to this podcast, most of us have multiple consoles and multiple ways to play games. So it's not an issue. So they're both doing well. Success is not just about who has sold the most consoles. It's not really, not for all of us, because, you know, Xbox has sold 50 million odd, you know, and PlayStation a lot more. But that's both really well. It was a great time to be a gamer. So, yeah. And speaking about great times to be a gamers, Tim Sweeney is a billionaire. And Fortnite has made Tim Sweeney a billionaire. Fantastic. He is one of the founders of Epic. And it's unbelievable that the figures that Fortnite has done. You know, a thing that was launched a year ago as a sort of an add-on from a main game. People are buying the in-game currency called V-Bucks like mad. It's something like, is it 1 million or 2 million per hour or every two hours?
That's just on the mobile. I posted that in one of our WhatsApp groups. 2 million a day, and that's just on the mobile app. That isn't including PS4, Xbox, or PC. It is an absolute one of me. And to think it's a free-to-play game, for killing it, man.
Just unbelievable. Just wow. And the kid, my kids are still there. You know, and people that are also jumping on this bandwagon, the latest one here is H1Z1. Their Battle Royale mode launches on PlayStation 4 on August the 7th. And the game exits open beta in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's actually on there now, but it is in open beta. So, yeah, it goes official. But I've not had a chance to play this, to be honest. I've got it installed. But, I've not heard good things. I've heard it's a bit ropey.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Greg was saying it was like a big fog of war stuff, and yeah, maybe their development lagged a bit, and people have, you know, with PUBG and Fortnite and whatever else is coming, whether Battlefield or Halo would be perfect, would be fantastic as well. Yeah. It'll be very interesting to see the latest batches of what Battle Royale type thing come over the next couple of years, because it has a couple of years worth of legs, I think. You say, Phil? Yeah.
Yeah, I can't see PUBG or Fortnite vanishing quite soon.
PUBG does. I don't have the pull. Part of my problem is time. Just time at the moment. Too many kids. Too busy in work. Yeah. Time for any sort of gaming. Greg seems to religiously. I just see the message pop up. I think I'm going to pop on for a couple of rounds. Pretty much every single day.
Yeah.
He's addicted.
The next thing doesn't really need much talk. There's a new, believe it or not, Metal Gear Solid 5 update that lets you play as Quiet in FOB missions. Yes.
It's business time.
God.
Yeah. So, if you ever played at home as a gent, you were a gent playing at home and your wife walked in and you were in a mission with Quiet. Hell, are you, what are you playing?
She breathes through her skin. She needs to expose all that flesh. Honestly, that's what it's. That's Kojima for you. She never believes me.
That is all. Okay, quick FYI. So I partook in this today. Just a wee heads up. Xbox Live until Monday, so the next couple of days, is down to $39.99 US and £26.50 for 12 months.
Yep.
If you want to find a link to the US and UK deals on this, because they're quite not that easy to find on the main website for Xbox. I went on first. I had to go to Greg's link. They'll be on our Facebook page.
I'll put them in the show notes as well on the audio podcast.
Yeah, and you can stack up, but you have to be quick. Yeah. So if you're listening to this on Sunday, you've got to do it within sort of 24 hours. So you can stack them up. Even if yours hasn't run out, you can buy a couple of years. I think Greg is paid up to
2021. Yeah, 2021. Yeah, I got paid yesterday, so I bought 12 months yesterday. So I'm good till December 2019. I think Kim, you said you were good for 2020.
Yep. So that's some of the best deals that I've seen around. It used to be quite regularly you got them at that price.
Yeah, but for a long time.
No.
Yeah.
So that's almost half price what it would normally be. Nearly 50 quid now. So now there is talk on rumor out there that something may be happening with Xbox Live Gold and Game Pass, and that Xbox Live Gold may just disappear.
Right, and be incorporated into Game Pass.
Incorporated. Right. So it still will be there, but Game Pass and Xbox Live maybe become one thing.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed. Nice.
So there we go. That's our news. Not a lot there, unless there's anything anybody else wants to talk about there. Kim, you tidied in these new releases. Can you rattle through them for us, please?
I can do that. Our new releases for July 28th and August 3rd are Code of Princess EX for the Switch on the 31st, Titan Quest also for the Switch on the 31st, Chasm for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 31st, Yakuza 0 for the PC August 1st, Iconoclast for the Switch August 2nd, Salt and Sanctuary for the Switch August 2nd, and WarioWare Gold for the 3DS August 3rd.
3DS?
I was going to say, they still make games for the 3DS? What?
Goodness me. Well, Yakuza 0 will have a big following on PC. Salt and Sanctuary, see, it was a PG Tips just finished. That is like Dark Souls, but in sort of a 2D version.
Yeah, 2D scrolling Dark Souls.
Yeah, so anybody that finishes that's pretty serious. Pretty serious. Very good. Okay, victory achieved. Phil, if you want to rattle through what victory achieved is and what we have there.
Sure. So, Victory Achieved is a competition that we run when, if you finish a game or when you finish a game, you take a selfie of yourself with the credits in the background, and you tweet it to @OC_podcast on Twitter with the hashtag Victory Achieved, all one word. So it has to be your face, it has to be part of the game, no thumbs, no body parts, no costumes are welcome.
I don't mind. But,
well, it depends. Tell you what, send the photos to myself and Robin first, and then we'll vet them.
I'm building up a collection. I have years and years of people posing in selfies for Victory Achieved for about, what was it? I don't know, 5 years, 6 years now, or something like that. There, so, yeah.
So put them all together someday. You can win a $20 or £15 gift card for PSN, XBL, Xbox Live, or Steam. So this week we've had Dinoc TQ finish Firewatch, Nostalgia 64 finish Far Cry 5, Chinny 1985 finally finished The Witcher 3.
Woo!
John Mouse, our friend John, completed Body Count. And Dinoc TQ also completed The Crew, so a busy month or busy week for Dinoc.
Very, very good, very good. And Nostalgia 64, great to have your victory achieved. Thank you for that. Mike, he Twitch streamed all of his play of The Witcher 3.
And, wow.
Yeah, every single, I think he's got 60-odd hours of it. I think he's glad to see the back of it. I'll be very interested to hear his opinion next week on the Victor and Gamers about which one is better, in his opinion, which was The Witcher 3 or Skyrim.
Yeah. Mm.
Actually, you know what? His playthrough has put me off actually going back to finish it.
I keep trying. I've got the full...
feels like a chore.
Yeah. I've got the full thing, and it just... I go into it for about 10 minutes, and I just think, no, it's just too much. I can't be honest.
And wow. For those people that finish games, you get this.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
Well, God damn it, we're going to wrap this thing up because I'm getting up early, very early.
Yeah.
And the limo's picking me up early tomorrow morning, so I gotta be ready for it. So, look, if you want to be part of our conversation, you can generally join into our chat. Kim, if you want to pull up who the shatters are tonight, you can do that on twitch.tv/OC podcast, mixer.com/OC podcast, and youtube.com/OverseasConnectionPodcast. Doesn't matter which one, you can chat on them all. And that's at 9 o'clock in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast. Please leave us a review. We haven't had one since May, so it's July. Please leave a review. Please send us an email. Please send us some tweets. Very, very active. And please join into Facebook. And Nicole will tell you all about how to contact us and do that. Please do it.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us. podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Fucking Windows 98!
Yeah, that's about right for you, Kim. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to wrap this up. Mark, why don't you throw some shout-outs first, please?
Well, first off, you can get me. I am @MarkAnnex on Twitter, and on all the gaming platforms, I am MarkAnnex. Quite easy to find. My shout-outs tonight are to John Wilson, a.k.a. John Mouse. It's a shame I'm not going to meet you tomorrow now. I hope whoever your family member is who's poorly gets well soon and all the best. And hopefully we'll meet you on EGX night when we have burritos at an unnamed location. I also want to shout-out Nasty Throwdown and Daddy Steve, who both, out of the goodness of their heart, sent me personal messages to say how much they enjoyed last week's podcast. So that was really excellent. Good feedback.
Nice.
Really appreciate the feedback. Thank you very much. And I just shout out to everyone who's meeting up tomorrow. I can't wait to meet everyone. It's going to be a blast. And a shout out to you guys because it's great to podcast as always. Over to Kim.
Alrighty. Shout out to you guys. It's always fun, even when my webcam decides not to work or Skype decides to fuck with it. Whatever. A shout out to our listeners and our viewers who will eventually see this. You're the reason why we do it. And a shout out to Mother Ranger, because I think we're going to get some rain, finally. So, yay!
Indeed.
Indeed. How about you there, Phil?
It's been raining tonight. I can't believe it. It's the first time we've had rain in, I don't know how long. I've forgotten.
Yeah. Wondered what that stuff was in the clouds and coming out, out of the clouds into the ground. It was weird.
So my shout outs this week are for John Wilson, who's always been a big supporter of the show, mm-hmm. And for own Nicole as well. So both have got some family stuff that they're taking care of tonight, and our thoughts are with them. You know, always here for them because we're one big family here. So mm-hmm. And obviously to you guys, it's been an interesting show, and I'm really looking forward to seeing everyone tomorrow. And one day, Kim, we will turn up on your front door.
She'll shoot us.
She'll shoot us. Shotgun, yeah.
We'll give you... Actually, yeah, that's not a good idea, is it?
We'll call ahead, you know.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Very, very good. Very good.
Yes, you, Robin.
To Nicole and John, yes, please. I hope everything repairs itself and people heal quickly. I want to do a quick shout out to Greg. I recommended to him the Arisen series of books, sort of zombie books, and he said that it was a prequel called Genesis, Arisen 0.5, Genesis. And I listened through it this week, and it's brilliant. And it really does lay the... It's good to listen to even after listening to the first few books. Brilliant. Very, very good. I am thoroughly looking forward to seeing everybody tomorrow. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be good, good, good fun. And I can't wait to meet everybody and see you guys. Mark, I will see you for breakfast in the morning about 10-ish.
Yep.
And then it'll all kick off at 12. And all afternoon is going to be just a big nerd fest of old faces, new friends and old friends. And can't wait to meet Eric. So that's about it. Quick show, weird show. Next week... Next week is going to be even weirder. Mm. And I hope that what happens next week is not the beginning of the end. A certain gentleman will be joining the merry band. We are adding another host. Now, this host will not be on every week, but he'll be on and drop in every couple of weeks. But he will be part of the crew. But unfortunately, pretty much out of the 1,000 podcasts that he started... About 1,000 of them have failed. And once every 2 to 3 months, he starts up a podcast and it dies. Sadly, he has a football team that we don't really support very well, the Broncos. Gary DeFelice is coming to join the podcast crew. So
we're doomed. What?
We are doomed. We'll try him out. His role is T-boy. And we'll see how we go with that.
This is just a clip of one of the intros to the Respawn Kings. This is how professional they are.
Now we're streaming on the Respawn Kings.
And we're streaming.
Is that it?
And we're streaming.
Yeah, we're fucked.
That's
sounds better than
I was just glad you didn't drag out Lousy at Gaming again, because oh your god.
Me. Some of those were painful.
Lousy at Gaming. That's a great intro.
Did you?
Yeah. I meant that, yeah. Yeah, I meant that, yeah.
So, the future's bright. It's Greg's friend. He loves to hate. So, yeah. So it'll be very, very interesting. The Overseas Connection is constantly muting, constantly growing, and our family will extend a little bit more. So everybody, enjoy listening to this tomorrow evening onwards, and we will see you all next week. Have a great, wonderful, and safe gaming week, everyone. Thanks for listening. All the best. Goodbye from me at Bongo the Sane. See you next time. Goodbye.
Ta-ra.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. same time next week.